Chapter 1. September promised to be a quiet month in Moose County, that summer vacation paradise 400 miles north of everywhere. After Labor Day, the tourists returned to urban turmoil in the cities down below. The black fly season ended. Children went reluctantly back to school, and everyday life cranked down to its normal, sleepy pace. This year, the siesta was short-lived, however. Within a week, the community was jolted by news of the Orchard Incident, as it was headlined by the local newspaper. Prior to the Orchard Incident, there was only one item of scandal on the gossip circuit in Pickaxe City, the county seat, population 3,000. Jim Quilleran, semi-retired journalist and heir to the vast Klingenshin fortune, was living in a barn, an apple barn. Oh, well, the townfolk conceded with shrugs and wagging heads, Mr. Q was entitled to a few eccentricities, being the richest man in the county, and a freewheeling philanthropist. "Apple barn's better'n a pig barn," they chortled over coffee mugs in the cafes. After 4 years, they had become accustomed to the sight of Mr. Q's oversized mustache with its melancholy droop. They no longer questioned the unorthodox W in the spelling of Quilleran, and most of them now accepted the fact that the middle-aged divorced bachelor chose to live alone with two cats. Actually, the facts were these. After 25 years of chasing the news in the capitals of the United States and Europe, Quilleran had succumbed to the attractions of rural living, and he was captivated by barns, particularly an octagonal structure on the Klingenshin property. The 100-year-old fieldstone foundation was still intact, and its shingled siding was weathered to a silvery gray. Rising majestically as high as a 4-story building, it overlooked a field of grotesque skeletons, the tortured remains of what was once a thriving apple orchard. Now it was of interest only to birds, including one that whistled an inquisitive hoo-it, hoo-it, hoo-it,